This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 82 people were killed in one day in a crackdown by Myanmar security forces on pro-democracy protesters, according to reports Saturday from independent local media and an organization that keeps track of casualties since the February coup. Friday's death toll in Bago was the biggest one-day total for a single city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon, the country's biggest city. Bago is about 100 kilometers northeast of Yangon. The Associated Press is unable to independently verify the number of deaths. The death toll of 82 was a preliminary one compiled by the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, which issues daily counts of casualties and arrests from the crackdown in the aftermath of February 1st coup that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. In its Saturday report, the group said that it was expected the number of dead in Bago to rise as more cases were verified. There remains a shocking imbalance in the global distribution of vaccines, according to the chief of the World Health Organization, calling on countries to support the COVAX facility, a WHO-led initiative aimed at ensuring equal access to COVID-19 vaccines by various countries. At a news conference in Geneva, Switzerland, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus noted that WHO had issued a call for vaccinations to begin in all countries within the first 100 days of the year. Saturday marked day 100. This is VOA News.